Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello, greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Revealing the Jihad and Terrorism of Islam. In our last program, we talked about moderate Muslims and radical Muslims, and we came to the conclusion that there is no such thing as moderate Muslims simply because there is no such thing as moderate Islam. Add to that, there is no such thing as radical Muslim because that is what Islam teaches every Muslim believer. It is to be radical. It is to be a terrorist. For those who practice such teaching, Allah calls in the Quran Muslim believers, and Muhammad called in the Hadith Muslim believers, and they call themselves Muslim believers. And as we will go on with our study, we will prove this point with many verses from the Quran and by many statements from the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith, the religion, or what we call the cult of Islam. But here we must ask the question, will the media ever come to the same conclusion, or the media will go even to the extreme opposite way by telling us that there is also those who are radical Christians? Have you ever heard that before? Have you ever watched TV and you hear some useful idiot who claim to be a Christian who will defend Islam by simply telling us that we have the same problem in Christianity, for Christians have their own share of killing and performing jihad? This is what we'll be talking about today. I want you to listen carefully to the liberal media and how they defend Islam simply by claiming that what we see in Islam also exists in Christianity. So let us begin our program by sharing with you the opinion of the PBS, that is Public Broadcasting System. This is a channel which every American is paying for from our taxes, because this is supposed to be the channel which represents all the Americans, all those who pay taxes. And as you listen to today's show and also the following show, you will not believe it, that this broadcast, which is supposed to be a neutral channel, meaning they should never take any sides, you will see them doing everything they can to defend Islam, even to the point that they were smearing Christianity to make Muslims look like Christian and Islam like Christianity. And this alone should make every Christian in America upset, and we should stop funding them immediately. First, let us listen to Ayan Hirsi Ali. This is a Somali ex-Muslim lady, as she was interviewed by Tavis Smiley. This is a man who claimed to be a Christian. Listen carefully to the liberal media and how they defend Islam by throwing dirt on Christianity.
The people who are engaged in terrorist activities look like you and me. They look like everybody else here.
Exactly. That is what I've been trying to tell the American people for the last 24 years. That is exactly what I'm trying to share with you in the last few broadcasts. Muslims who perform the jihad, Muslims who perform the terrorism, are no different than anybody else. You cannot separate between bad Muslims. These are the jihadi or the terrorists, whom I call true Muslim believers, and good Muslims, which the Americans, with the political correctness, call moderate Muslims. There is no such a thing as this is a good Muslim and this is a bad Muslim. Why? Because every bad Muslim was known to all their neighbors and their friends to be a good Muslim. They all start good until they do their dirty work, and then we name them radical or extreme. And that's why it is so difficult to figure out which one is a bad Muslim and which one is not. They all start good until they practice the teaching of Allah's words in the Quran and Muhammad's words in the Hadith. That is, when they become true Muslim, jihadi, and terrorist. Now, Ayan Haras Ali will give us two examples of these Muslims whom we know to be good Muslims until they perform their duty before Allah and Muhammad. Listen carefully to Sister Ayan.
Major Nidal Hassan, the military guy who in November shot 13 of his colleagues and injured 32. He's going to be on trial pretty soon, I think this week. The young man, Faisal Shahzad, in Times Square, who tried to blow innocent people that he doesn't know up. These guys are acting on conviction. Somehow, the idea got into their minds that to kill other people is a great thing to do and that they would be rewarded in the hereafter. But
the two examples which Sister Ayan Haras Ali, the ex-Muslim, which she shared with Tavis Smiley, who claimed to be a Christian, were Nidal Malik Hassan, which we talked about a couple programs ago, and Faisal Shahzad, the New York Times Square bomber. And she is telling us in America that these two men looked like anybody else in America. And it is true. I mean, who will ever think that Nidal Malik Hassan, that is Major Nidal Malik Hassan, is a terrorist or a Muslim jihadi? I mean, this is a man we spend all the money he needed for him to receive his doctorate degree, and now we hired him in our military and we promoted him to the rank of major. You never expect someone like this to be a jihadi. So is Mr. Faisal Shahzad. This is a man who just became a citizen a year earlier before he attempted to blow up a bomb in New York Times Square that is to kill hundreds of the New Yorkers. These are just normal American Muslim, loving, peaceful Muslim like anybody else who live in America. Like Baptist, like Catholic, like anybody else in America. And our friend Ayan Haras Ali said that the reason these two men did their dirty work was because the conviction they have in their heart. They do this because they believe in their duties before Allah and Muhammad to kill infidels, no matter who are these infidels, even if they were innocent people whom they never met with or they know nothing about. Now, we need to understand this was not Ayan Haras Ali's opinion, but that is the reality from the investigation and the trial we went through with these two men. They told us they are Muslims, they told us they are jihadi, they told us they believe in Allah and in His words in the Quran, they believe in Muhammad and in His teaching in the Hadith, and that's why they did what they did. That's why Tavis Smiley could not argue with her about what the Muslim did, but instead he is arguing with her about what the Christian always has been doing here in America every single day in the history and in the life of America. Listen to his argument with this wonderful sister by telling her, as he opened his heart to tell us about what is in the mind and in the heart of every liberal American towards Christians and Christianity. Here is Tavis Smiley.
But Christians do that every single day in this country.
Do they blow people up?
Yes, Christians every day. People walk into post office. I mean, people walk into post offices. They walk into schools. That's what Columbine is. I mean, I could do this all day long. There are so many more examples of Christians, and I happen to be a Christian. That's back to this notion of you're idealizing Christianity in my mind, to my read. There's so many more examples, Ayan, of Christians who do that than you could ever give me examples of Muslims who have done that inside this country where you live and work.
Now you heard it, America. This Christian, or we say liberal, Tavis Smiley, is a great noble example of a useful idiot. That's what he is exactly. I mean, this wonderful sister, the ex-Muslim, went to his broadcast, to his studio, believing that she's going to be talking to a Christian. But surprise, surprise, he's not a Christian. He is anti-Christian. Literally, you could not get any Muslim who can do a better job than him. If you put Nidal Malik Hassan or Faisal Shahzad themselves, they cannot do a better job than this useful idiot.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind.
a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Let me go back with you again to read to you what he said, in case you missed it. First he said, but Christians do this every day, every single day in this country. So I don't understand. Did he get what she just said? Or he just ready to defend Muslim and Islam by putting the mud on Christian and Christianity? She said to him, Nidal Malik Hassan shot 33 people and killed 14. She said 13. I'm sorry, an infant inside the mother womb is a child, is a person. That's why I say that he killed 14. And she also said that Faisal Shahzad was willing to put a bomb, a big bomb, in New York Times Square to kill innocent people. And his response to her was that Christians in America do this every single day. I wonder how many examples he can give us, as he said, every single day. Because we do have in America 365 days a year. And I don't know if he can give me 365 examples of people who call themselves Christians who acted like Nidal Malik Hassan or Faisal Shahzad just for the last year. And listen to his own words. Here he said. He said, yes, Christians do this every day. They walk into post office and schools, Columbine was all about that. Talking about post office, schools, and that's happening every day in America, every single day in America. So how many thousand post office had bombing by some Christian, say, the last 10 years? The answer is none. How many bombing or shooting we have in schools in America by some Christian the last 10 years? The answer, still none. But he said it's happening every single day. Now, someone may say, well, Brother Usama, he just exaggerate. No. How about if I say, since America exists until today, how many bombing we have in America was performed by Christians, those who believe and practice the teachings of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ? And you know what the answer would be? None. How about how many Christians in America ever carry a gun and start shooting bullets in the name of Jesus Christ to practice the teachings of the Bible since America exists until today? You know what the answer? I'm sure 100% it is still none, because Christianity does not teach to put a bomb or to shoot a bullet to kill someone for any reason in the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Now let's go to the idea about some Christians go to a post office and shoots people because they are not Christian or for whatever reason. Does this Christian practice the teaching of the Bible? Did Jesus ever say anything in the Bible about killing somebody? Did Jesus say, when you go to the post office, carry your guns, load them with bullets, and shoot people you do not know for whatever reason? Or did Jesus say anywhere in the Bible, when you go to schools, carry guns and load them with bullets and shoot and kill people in the school? Or did Jesus say, love your enemy, pray for those who persecute you, bless those who curse you? See, you see what I'm trying to say here? Even if some minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ went to some post office or went to some school and start shooting randomly people there because they were not Christian, will this make this minister a Christian at all? Or he is sinning according to the teaching of the Bible? The obvious answer is he is sinning because the Bible does not teach us to do such wicked acts. But if a Muslim shoot people or bomb people, even including committing suicide himself to kill people who do not believe in Islam, will he be sinning against Allah and against Muhammad, or will he be practicing the teachings of Allah and the teachings of Muhammad? Well, let me remind you of what Allah said in Quran chapter 9 and verse 5. Allah said, so when the forbidden months are past, so kill the polytheists wherever you find them, and take them as captives, and besiege them, and lay wait for them with every kind of ambush. So if they repent, that is convert Islam, and perform the prayer, and give the legal alms, so leave their way free. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Did you get that verse, America? Allah in the Quran is commanding the Muslim to search for the infidel, to search for the polytheist, to set every kind of ambush for them. To do what? To kill them. To kill the male and to take the women and the children as concubines, as captives. Unless these people convert Islam, that's the only way they can be left alone. You see the difference now between the Bible and the Quran, Christianity and Islam? Yes, when Muslims do this dirty work, they are living Islam. But if Christians do the same dirty work, they're sinning against Christianity. And let me talk to you quickly here about Columbine. Were these two students who did the shooting in Columbine true Christians? Do you remember when one of these two criminals was asking the student if she's a Christian, and she said yes, and he shot her and killed her on the spot? So was he killing her because she's a Muslima, or she's an atheist, or he killed her because simply she's a Christian? How in the world this wicked liberal Tavis Smiley can look at the camera, speak with this audacity to tell us that Columbine was exactly like Nidal Malik Hassan killing Christians as he shouted Allahu Akbar, or Faisal Shahzad who's trying to put a bomb in New York Times Square to kill innocent Americans? Columbine was not an attack performed by two Christians, as this liar said, but by some atheist students who were killing their fellow students simply because they were Christians. It is the opposite of what this useful idiot Tavis Smiley tried to say. He continued to talk to Ayan Haras Ali and said, I could go all day long because there are so many examples of Christians. And he emphasized on, I happen to be a Christian. Wow, he has so many examples. I wonder if Mr. Smiley can share with us about the hundreds of cases of beheading the Christian performed here in America the last year, or the 50-100 bombs which Christian put in different locations to kill innocent people in America the last 5 years, or whatever numbers he can come up with. Don't forget that he said this happened every single day in America. And I don't know what other examples he can come up with, because what he shared with us about the post office and Columbine School is the only two examples he knows of. And I wonder if he really believes in this hogwash he's trying to teach our dear friend Ayan Haras Ali. And then this liberal Tavis Smiley attacked Ayan personally by telling her, this goes back to your notion of idealizing Christianity in my mind and my read. Wow, isn't it amazing? An ex-Muslim knows the truth about Christianity, and a wicked liberal Christian know nothing about Christianity or Islam, and she is telling the truth to the American people, even though this could cost her her life. But this useful idiot who claimed to be a Christian care less about Christianity or Christian, and he is just doing everything he can to make Christians in America to be equal to the Muslims. Then Tavis Smiley ended his conversation with Sister Ayan Ali by saying, "There are so many more examples of Christians who do that than you could ever give me of Muslims doing that." I do not know where this gentleman lives, but I know he is the best deceiver. He literally makes me angry when I heard this hogwash coming out of his lips. Because here is the truth. I can say that not one crime can ever be committed in the name of Christ or Christianity. And that is the truth. You don't judge the religion or the belief by what people say or do, but you only judge it by what is written in the book. Christianity is a belief of love, peace, and joy. Islam is a religion of jihad, terrorism, and killing. And you can see that throughout the pages of the Quran, throughout the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith, and throughout the history of true Muslim believers. Obviously, our dear sister could not say too much to him, for she only said,
"Well, I think you and I disagree."
And I wonder why the Christian did not ask for an apology from the PBS for such lies about Christian and Christianity. And to continue with our study of revealing the jihad and terrorism of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.